Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. Presented by Belco Credit Union. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. My name is Darren Fote, and today we are podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
Welcome to the Tattered Cover. Thank you so much for coming out on a lovely day. At least we had good weather. It's a great pleasure for me today to introduce New York Times bestselling author and bloggess, Ree Drummond. And by the way, Ree's new book, Black Heels to Tractor Wheels, is number 3 on the New York Times bestseller. So it's more of her love story with the Marlboro Man, as we'll call him, and I'm going to give her the time. Please welcome Ree Drummond.
Hi. The altitude might turn me blue and make me faint up here, so I'll blame the altitude anyway. Thank you all so much for coming. I love Denver. I tried really hard not to repeat any cities from my cookbook tour, but I couldn't not come back to dinner. That was Denver. Food on the brain. So thank you so much for being so welcoming, and I just love your city. It's gorgeous here. What's with the weather today? My gosh. Meanwhile, we had a blizzard in Oklahoma, and we're, you know, the Cowboys are trying to get out of the snowdrifts. But well, I am the worst public speaker known to man. Can I get an amen? I'm a blogger, which is the opposite of a public speaker. When you think about it, we sit in front of a computer screen and, you know, do this. That's what I look like, isn't it, girls? Hey, you're not supposed to agree with me. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys. And again, there's probably not much left on earth that you don't already know about me. So if you don't have any questions for me, I no harm, no foul. But I did want to say that I don't care how cheesy it sounds. I really consider you guys my friends. I feel like I came here to meet a bunch of buddies that I've known for a long time, so I'm getting a little verklempt up here. By golly. So I'm nervous because I get nervous doing children's time in church on Sunday, so that's no reflection of like how I feel about you guys, but thank you so much for coming, and I can't wait to meet all of you and say hi. So feel free to ask me anything. It doesn't have to be about Black Heels, obviously. You can ask me about blogging, a recipe question, or if Cowboy Josh is still single.
My sister-in-law and I, we're both wives of ranchers and farmers. And so we want to know if you had any advice for us being a wife of a rancher.
You don't sound like you're from around here.
We're not.
You're not from Denver, are you?
We're from Texas.
We drove 6 hours and got here at 8:45 this morning. Our husbands think we're crazy.
That's the wife of a rancher for you. Go to bed early. That's my first piece of advice. Well, I don't know. Have you guys been married longer than me? Maybe you can. No? Okay.
No.
That was my weak attempt at trying to feel young again. These girls are like 18. Like, you've been married longer than me?
Close to that.
Well, being married to a rancher, not necessarily a rancher in general, but, you know, being married in general, listen to me giving marital advice. I don't know anything. But one thing since Valentine's Day is upon us, I find it's always been easier for me to wake up in the morning and instead of coming up with a laundry list of, you know, what's he done now? You know, and what has he not done for me? how has he failed me this week, which I think is human nature for people to do. I tend to think it's easier to look at the ways he has helped me this week, or completed me, or surprised me, or you complete me. That's from Jerry Maguire. Name that movie. I just did. Sorry. Again, I would like to hearken back to the I'm not a public speaker thing. So if I make no sense up here, you'll know why. But you know, that's one little piece of advice I have. And those habits tend to build on themselves, I think, over time. You know, if you get in the habit of always being, what's he done now? Instead of, oh, look what he's done now. So
praise him.
Thank you.
Amen. Again, I don't know anything, so don't listen to me. Yes, Cowboy Josh is single.
I'm just wondering, for someone who is interested in starting a blog, what is your advice for getting started?
Just start. Don't put... If you want to be like me and do it the way I did it, put zero thought into it and just start it. Honestly, I that could not be more true. I started my blog in 2006 with zero plan, zero idea that it would last beyond, you know, 2 weeks, which is the longest most things had kept my attention up until then. I have a lot of unfinished needlepoint projects where I did the fun, colorful design, and then I stopped before the white background was completed because it was boring. But I started blogging. I had a free blog up and running in 10 minutes on Blogger, and from there it just evolved. And I blogged on Blogger with no design at all, just a generic template for a good 6 or 7 months. But I blogged daily, so you know, and I think that just kind of helped. Helped me develop my voice, just blogging daily, even if you don't think you have anything to say. I mean, if I had a dime for every day I woke up and wrote about something when I really didn't have anything to say, you know, I mean, you can take a picture of your pantry and, you know, talk about how, you know, count how many cans are expired and, you know, write an essay about that. It'll make your father proud if he paid for your education. So, but I just blog. That's pretty simple, but that's the best advice I have.
Hi, I'm not a public speaker either, but I love your hot and steamy romance novel. It's great.
Thank you.
And I've read it twice now.
My mother-in-law's here, so be careful.
Do you ever tell the name of Marble Man? What's his real name?
Yeah, his name's Ladd, L-A-D-D. Okay. It's on the jacket. I call him Marble Man because a long time ago, we hadn't been married very long, and I had a baby shower for my good friend Hyacinth and had some girls over. And I heard one of them walk in. My husband was sitting on the front porch. And I heard one of them walk in and say, "Who's that Marlboro man sitting on the porch?" So I just started calling him that, and it just stuck. So he doesn't smoke. I would like to state for the record, every once in a while, I hear from someone who says, "Please don't promote the tobacco industry." And I say, "Well, I'm promoting his bottom more than anything. You know, I'm really not trying to, but it's kind of more about his butt." And they don't write me back, so.
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi.
Thanks for coming to Denver. And I'm actually wondering just how many hours of sleep you get on average per day.
Are you saying I look puffy?
No. You look fabulous.
What are you saying? not enough, but I mean, probably 6 or 7. I mean, I would like to get 8.8 minutes, but I never, you know, when the kids go to bed, all mothers can relate, you know, you just can't give up that delicious evening time when the kids are in bed and out of your hair. just kidding, dears. So I say I go to bed about 11 and get up at 5 6 sometimes if my husband doesn't. I know. So I am puffy is what you're saying. Frozen spoons, exactly. In case, a lot of you probably haven't read this, but at home I keep spoons in the freezer. That's all. You're like, yes. I learned it from Brooke Shields. She wrote a book in the mid to early 80s called On My Own. It was about when she went to Princeton. And she said she kept spoons in the freezer. And anytime she has to go somewhere, she takes 2 out and sticks them on her eyes for 5 minutes. And I didn't bring my spoons with me to Denver, so.
Hi, Riam Joy.
Hi.
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell you this is my mom. And about a year ago, she turned me on to you and your cookbook and your writing. And in reading your Marlboro Man story, I'm sorry. I'm getting married in November. I'm getting remarried. This is my little curly hair girl over here.
Oh, hi.
And her dad and I split up when she was very young. And I never thought I'd find someone wonderful to be with. But you really inspired me to kind of go outside the box with who I was looking for, and the good-looking, shallow, tall, dark-haired guys who were stupider than a box of rocks, who I had been dating, and it wasn't working out, I finally realized that wasn't going to happen, and it really, really led me to the right person, and I just want to say thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was sweet. Well, it's about finding the perfect person for you, you know, and that's kind of what I hear most from people who've read the book is I like to think it's not really about me and my incredible, you know, extraordinary love story. It's kind of, you know, a lot of people, it reminds them of the reasons they fell in love in the first place and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you.
Hi.
I was wondering, I love both books, but are you perhaps going to work on a second cookbook?
Yes.
Great news.
I am doing a second cookbook, so sometime in 2012.
Is Hyacinth involved?
She's going to have to
be involved. We all want a BFF of named Hyacinth, don't we?
She's my type A friend, Hyacinth is. So I wouldn't have had a cookbook number one if it wasn't for Hyacinth.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Yeah, she's going to help me. She's going to do it, actually. She just doesn't know it yet.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I know most of us probably read your blog every day. What's it like to meet people who pretty much know you already? Like, you've never seen us, but we know who you are, and we all adore you. So what's that?
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, like I said earlier, it's, you know, people like to say, you don't know anything about, you know, they like to tell blog readers, you don't know anything about the person whose site you're reading. And they like to tell bloggers, you don't know anything about the people who read your site. But I always take exception with that. I don't really agree with that. Obviously, I've written steadily for almost 5 years. No, you don't know everything about me. Couldn't possibly. But I think you probably have, those who have read for any length of time have a sense for the things that I find funny or the things that I enjoy, the things that I like to talk about. And in turn, I kind of know the same things about you guys, you know. The signings are my favorite part of all of the stuff that has taken me away from the ranch. If I had to pick, and I actually have picked, one reason to travel, it's book signings, because I get to meet incredible people. It's when I leave bookstores, the people who run the bookstores they're stunned, because the crowds they usually deal with are there to see, you know, a political author, and they're a little bit more rancorous, but just the coolest, most gorgeous people, most intelligent. So I love it. I give the longest answers. I just need someone to talk to.
Hi, Ree. You can talk to me anytime.
Thank you.
I have my own Marlboro Man. We've been married 17 years next month.
Oh, wow.
And I have to tell you, I agree with you. Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
I hate to say amen three times during a book signing presentation, but amen for Wrangler Butts. No, yeah. What else is there to be said?
Hi, Ree.
Hi.
I read your website or your blog and your story, and I shared that with my daughter, who I think is convinced she's going to live on a ranch or live on a farm. And she actually has that possibility. What is that like to transition from, I think, having lived in the city, certainly going to school, transitioning to the farm or to the ranch? What was that like for you? How challenging?
It's terrifying. If that's what you want to do, or if the person that you want is on the other end of that, then that's what you do. And, magically, it turns out that the country is where I belong. And it's kind of where I found myself, where I found contentment that I, might not have found elsewhere. It's where I found this weird little creative side that I didn't know I had. If that's where you want to be, that's where you'll adapt to. If you have to be okay with manure and laundry.
I'll send her back to what I call Camp O'Neill. I have a farm, but I live here, and then she stays with my brother during the summer. So they work with cows.
Well, you're way ahead of where I was. I still can't saddle a horse, so there you go. You're probably already ahead of me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
I have a question for you. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and so I was wanting to know, maybe plant a little seed when you were thinking about writing a child-rearing book for going on 14. You've been around the block 4 times now. You've got a few years. I'm giving you a timetable, but I just thought, get started.
I think I'll stick to cookbooks. I would not. That is one area I don't know that I'd go there. So we'll let my girls grow up and, make sure. Yeah. We'll let them write. Thank you, though.
Hi, Ree. Welcome to Denver.
Thank
We're so
you.
Happy you're here.
Thank
it's
you so much.
It's really been fun being turned on your blog, but I'm just interested to know how the whole cooking thing got started and how that's all involved, because a lot of ranchers' wives don't travel the country doing book signings.
I know. It's ironic. That's the great irony, is that, I married a cattle rancher, moved to his ranch, and, several years later, finally kind of got my bearings and got it all figured out. And then I wrote a book and went on a book tour. So the irony is funny. But how the cooking started was I started my blog and probably 8 or 9 months later posted my first step-by-step tutorial. I really did not have the thought that I was going to do recipes on my site. I just was about to cook a steak, and I thought, well, I have blogged about every other dang thing. I've written about Gary Coleman and my experience there, and sticking a paper clip behind my toenails. Does anybody remember that story? I don't like to presume that anyone's been reading that long, but when I was in high school... I digress. This has got to be second to the last question because I'm rambling, but ballet in high school, I had a damaged toenail and it became detached from my toe, but it was still kind of dangling, and there was a cute guy in my class, and I don't know why, but I took my shoe and sock off and I stuck a paper clip behind my toenail. And I stuck it up. I said, "Derek, look." And I waved my toe with the paper clips sticking out. And so anyway, these are the highly relevant, extremely globally important topics I was blogging about. And I was about to cook a steak, and I said, well, I'll just take pictures of cooking a steak. And so then I decided to post all the photos of, sprinkling on the lemon pepper and buttering the grill pan. And the response was, very favorable, because people liked reading or seeing the step-by-step process. So, you know, days or a couple weeks later, I posted my lasagna recipe, and I think that might have been Valentine's Day of 07. So, but it went again. The internet is all about one thing leads to another, and that's kind of how I started doing the online cooking. And quickly, it really became what I liked the best, because obviously cooking is something I do and love to do. I love to eat, love to talk about food, so it was a great match for me. And I obviously expanded on the number of step-by-step photos. I took it from about 12 to about 40 or 50. I apologize to those of you whose bandwidth suffers, but but I really love the cooking stuff. I just get a kick out of it. I enjoy that a lot. So that's how it all began.
Awesome. Hey, Reed. So I wanted to actually thank you for two things. One is for giving my wife laughter.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Two, for the cookbook. I just want to say I really appreciate that.
I know. I mean, when it comes to my website itself and, you know, my stories, like, I'm really, really sorry about the paperclip thing. I'm really sweating now. You guys are like, I wish I'd known about that before I decided to take my Saturday. You know, my website is not, I always joke that men are just not my target audience at all. And, you know, whenever I see a man, I'm like, a guy. But really, the recipes guys kind of are my target audience there. So, but, you know, I mean, I hate to sound like, sound like a throwback, but you know, when your man is fed and satisfied, you know, that happy wife, happy life, we need to come up with a counterpart for men and their stomachs. So thank you guys, looking forward to meeting you.
That's all for tonight's Author on Tour. I'm Darren Fode, and we have been podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Authors on Tour Live has been presented by Belco Credit Union. Belco has been serving members' financial needs since 1936. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. Stay pod tuned in the coming weeks for many more authors as we podcast Authors on Tour.